ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीशुकोवाच
श्रीशुकोवाच
मुनीयानेश ते कृष्ण
मुनीयानेश ते कृष्ण
कृतो लोकहितं नुता
कृतो लोकहितं नुता
आत्मवेत् सम्मतः पुंसाम्
आत्मवेत् सम्मतः पुंसाम्
श्रोतव्यादिचुयः परः
श्रोतव्यादिचुयः परः।
Translation: Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. To hear the answer to this question is the prime subject matter of hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists."
So, Sukadeva Goswami arrived at the point of death of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by a Brahmin boy that he would die within 7 days, bitten by a snake. Just imagine how the Brahminical culture was so powerful that even a boy born in a Brahmin family, he was only 10 or 12 years old when he heard that his father was insulted by Maharaj Parikshit by garlanding him with his dead snake. His playmates informed him that your father has been insulted in this way. So, he retaliated that within 7 days this snake will bite the king and will die. So, when it was fixed up, Maharaj Parikshit was also very powerful. He could retaliate the Brahmin's cursing, but he did not do it. He accepted, yes. Therefore, Lord Shiva said, Narayana Parasarvi na Kutasana Vibhati. When one is devotee of Narayana, he is not afraid of anything. Narayana Parasarve na Kutasana Vibhati. He was such that within 7 days he is dead. So he was not afraid. That's all right. So he prepared himself, and many learned scholars, saintly persons, kings, even demigods, all approached because he was the emperor of the world and he was going to die. So many big scholars, people, even Vyasadeva, he was present there. And Parikshit Maharaj says, "Now what is my duty? You are all big men present here. I am going to die. Now what is my duty?" This is a very important question. That we are working very hard in this material world, but we are not preparing ourselves for death, which is a must fact. Everyone must die. The modern civilization, they are afraid of death, but they do not know how to counteract it. This is the modern civilization. But there is process. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna informs us that our real problem of life is death, birth, death, old age and disease. Birth is the beginning. And then, one who has taken birth Srimad Dal Javad Jananam Tharad Parana. But if one does not take birth, then he does not die. This is the actual problem. Why we have to take birth? People do not know even that there is again life after death. The Bhagavad Gita's first instruction is Tathati Hantra Prati. Devinasmin Jathati He Kumaradu Vanam Jara. Tathati Hantra Prati. As we are changing our body in this life, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then old man, then he give up this body. Krishna says, similarly, as I was a child, now I have got a different body. Similarly, when I give up this body, I get another body. Tathādhu hantra prāsī. The people do not even know that there is dehantara prāsī. Again, we have to accept another body. They do not care for it. And there are so many varieties of body. That's why we are sitting here, so many ladies and gentlemen. Each one of us has got a different type of body. Nobody's body is similar exactly to the other body. This is a fact we can see. So why we have got different types of body? That we do not try to understand. Not only human body, but there are other bodies also. Galajana Malakhani, Thavara Alakavinsati. We have got bodies in the water. We have got bodies on the land, the tree life, the plant life, the insect life, the bird's life, the beast life, the human form of life. Amongst the human beings, there are different varieties. Some American, some Indian, some other. So why there are different bodies? What is the science? Why there are different types of bodies? The different type of body is due to our different karma and different mentality. That we do not know. But Parikshit Maharaj, although he is king, nowadays the kings and presidents, they are sure that I am prime minister and I am president. My position is secure because he is prime. This is the difficulty. The big, big men, they think that my position is secure. I am prime minister, I am Rahi, I am Billa, I am big man. So my position is secure. But Parikshit Maharaj did not think like that, although he was emperor. Most powerful king, Parikshit Maharaj. He did not think that I am secure. Because I am emperor of the world, I am secure. No. He immediately became alert. Oh, I will have to die within 7 days. So I must be careful. This is the problem. We do not know whether we are going to die within 7 seconds. Because there is no guarantee. Parikshit Maharaj had at least 7 days guarantee that he will die after 7 days. But so far we are concerned, we can go on this stage, there may be any accident, I can die immediately. There are so many deaths are taking place. The death is sure. And when it will take place, that nobody knows. Therefore, we should take lesson from Maharaj Parikshit that what we are going to prepare for our next life. That is human life. Otherwise it is animal life. The cats and dogs, they do not know what is my next life. They think that they do not know anything. So if a human being does not know what I am preparing for the next life, he is no better than cats and dogs. That is the statement of the Shastra. It is not my statement. Jasnata buddhi kunapi tidhatuti sadhik kalatra dushubhoma idjati jatitha buddhi salile nakarhiti janesu avigyesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. To anyone who has got this concept that I am this boy, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, I am black, I am white, I am fat, I am thin, I am this, I am that. This is atma-buddhi, jahatma-buddhi, tushmata-buddhi. One should know that I am not this body. That is your mind. That is your mind. But nobody knows that. Everyone thinking. The fighting is going on all over the world. It's like Israel and the whatever the party? Arab. They are thinking that there is bone that fights. And everybody is going on. And this body, cats and dogs are fighting. So, actually we are not this body. That is knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita begins when Arjuna was thinking in terms of his body that he was declined to fight in terms of body. Krishna, they are my family members, my brother, my grandfather, my nephews. How can I kill? So therefore, Krishna, when Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, Shishasthi ham sadhimam prapannam. Krishna, now we are talking like friends, but that will not make a solution, because friendly talking is less waste of time. Let us talk seriously. So I accept you as my spiritual master. Shishasthi ham sadhimam prapannam. Now see. So this is the process of taking lessons. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, also trying to take lessons from the learned, saintly persons there. At last it was settled that whatever Sukadeva Goswami will say, that will be accepted. That will be accepted. So therefore, Sukadeva, after being questioned by Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami is answering, Buryane Sati Krishna. He inquired, Sukadeva, Parikshit Maharaj inquired, you are the devotee of Lord Krishna. From the very beginning, because Pandav family, they are all Krishna's devotee. So, Parikshit Maharaj also was a devotee from his childhood. He was worshipping the deity of Krishna. That was his play thing. Just like Mirabai, at Krishna Murti. So, those who are born devotees, their inclination is to, mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Sitinang Simatang Yehi Yoga Bhrashta Sanjaya. Devotees from the childhood, they get chance of worshipping Krishna, of to become Krishna conscious. So, Parikshit Maharaj was a devotee of Krishna, so he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, whether I shall now fully devote myself in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the answer was from Sukadeva Goswami, Maryane Sate Krishna. Yes, it is very nice, glorious. You are thinking of Krishna. Maryane Sate Krishna, then? And Lokahitam. My dear king, this Krishna, this question is not only good for you, but it is good for the whole world. Lokahitam. Lokahitam. So the Krishna consciousness movement is like that. It is not a thing that I went to the Western countries because I love Krishna, so I wanted to preach it. No. Lokahitam. As soon as Krishna consciousness movement was started in the Western countries, immediately they took it. Took it because it is Lokahitam. They are actually beneficial. All these young boys and girls from America and Europe. Why they are seriously taken? I have not bribed them. Neither I have many money to pay them. But they have taken Because it is Lokahitam. Because it is Lokahitam. And what is the next word? Atmavisammata. Atmavis means self-realized force. Tattvavis or Atmavis. Madanti tat tattvavida satyam. Jagyanam abhyam. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sarvasi. Atmavis, self-realized person, transcendentalist, they are not interested with this material affairs. So there are three kinds of atmavis or tattvavis. Some of them are brahmavis, some of them are paramatmavis, and some of them are bhagavanvis. Those who are trying to understand the absolute truth through knowledge, by dint of their own knowledge, that is called Brahmavid. They can approach up to the impersonal Brahma. Those who are yogis, trying to understand the absolute truth by meditation, dhyanavastitadadgatina manasa apashanti and yogi, they are paramatmavid. And those who are devotees, they are Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavat. They are called Bhagavat. So there are three classes of translation. But everyone accepts this. Atavit sammata. We should accept something which is agreed by the Atmaguru, not ordinary person. Now it has become a fashion that you manufacture any way of thinking of self-realization that is accepted. No. Whether it is accepted by Atmavit, whether it is accepted by the Vedic culture, then it is true. Otherwise, you cannot manufacture. Therefore, all over the world, there are so many religious principles because they have been manufactured by some man. Actually, religion cannot be manufactured. Religion is according to Vedic culture. Dharmam tu sāsāt bhagavatva nekam. Dharma is to be given by the Supreme Personality of God. Just like law is given by the state, government. You cannot manufacture law. That is not possible. If you manufacture some law, that I manufacture this law, then I will follow this law, my law. But that is not helping. You must follow the law given by the government. Similarly, religion means the religion which is given by the Supreme Personality of God. And the Atmavit, those are actually self-realized. They accept that religion. Not any manufactured religion. Therefore, from the Bhagavad, we can understand that dharma prodhita koitavasa, cheating type of religious system is kicked out from Srimad Bhagavad, prodhita, swept off. We don't find that. Paramanimastaranam satan bhastava bhusti vedamatra. This Bhagavad system, is meant for the Paraman Nirmasaran. Matsarata. Matsarata is explained by Siddhar Swami. Para Uttarsa Asaharam. When a man cannot tolerate his friend or other man is rising more than him, he becomes angry. This is material one. Even my brother becomes greater than me, I become angry. Either in weakness or anyway, competition. But this Bhagavad Dharma is divine. Paraman Nirmasaran, a devotee is never envious of another devotee. If one's friend or godbrother or brother increases in devotion, the other devotee, he is not envious. He simply thanking, oh, my brother, my sister, or my father, he has advanced in so much devotion, I could not do. So, how I can follow him? This is Vaikuntha consciousness. That's why in the material world, everyone is envious. If I become richer than you, then you become envious. How this man has become richer? How we are in the same business? So this is material. There is no appreciation. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is comparative devotional service. Just like Radharan and the gopis, they are on the same status. But the gopis know that Radharani is a better worshipper than us. Therefore, their only business is how to take Radharani and join with Krishna. This is Vaikuntha, understand. They are not envious that Krishna loves Radharani so much and they are envious. No, not at all. They want it that Krishna loves Radharani so much, Radharani loves, they simply try to join. And they are happy. Krishna and Radharani is now joined together. That is their happy. This is Vaikuntha appreciation. Here in the material world, suppose there are competitors. This girl has got such a nice lover. Then let us break it. This is material. But Vaikuntha, there is everything. Everything, variety. But that variety is concentrated on Krishna. That is called Atma Sammata. Atavit Sammata. Atavit and self-realized. Those who are actually on the transcendental spiritual platform. That must be approved. So the Krishna consciousness moment is approved. It is not a manufactured thing, physical thing. It is approved. Just like Arjuna said to Krishna, that parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhava. Purusam sāsutam ādhyam. Krishna, he was the parabrahma. Parabrahma. And now the Krishna may say, or anyone can say, oh Krishna and Arjuna are friends. Therefore, Arjuna has eulogized his friend parabrahma. No. Krishna, Arjuna said that it is not that simply because I am appreciating you. That you are appreciated, you are approved by Devala Osita of Vyasa Narada. That is called Atavishamata. Atavi, Vyasa, Narada, Devala Osita, all the great sages, they accept. Similarly, at the present moment, we have got four acharyas, even take five acharyas, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. They all approve Krishna to Bhagavan. Even Shankaracharya, this impersonal, still he has commented on his Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavan and Krishna. Krishna is the supreme impersonal. So Krishna is approved. And because Parikshit Maharaj wanted to talk about Krishna, the whole Bhagavat is full of Krishna katha. That is the beginning. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, Atavit Sammata. And what is the next word? Shrotabhyadi Surujat Paraha. Now we have got to hear so many things. Now what do I mean in this world, in big Delhi city? In the morning we get a bunch of paper to hear about so many advertisements, so many political struggles, and so many things are useless waste of time. But in our country, it is a communicated newspaper nowadays. But in the Western country, such huge, a big bag. Correct. So, there are so many things to hear. They are nonsense. Therefore, he says, Sotobadini is up for all. This is the now, there had been some political meeting of many hundreds of people would have come to hear. But because we are talking of Krishna, nobody is here. Although it is the Sotubhyadi Sujat Paraham, it is the supreme subject matter to hear. This is the position. This is the position of the material world, they had lost interest even to hear about the transcendental life, what is this life, what is next life, how we can improve, how, where we are going, nothing, simply like cats and dogs working hard. Birbhujam means the hog, the pigs, the who are eating stool. They are also working very hard for finding out the stool. Where there is stool. So, resolve that word. My dear sons, this life, this human sannyasa, is not meant for working so hard, simply for eating, sleeping, making, and defending. Then what it is meant for? My dear boys, just try to become austere. Just tapusya. Tapusya means voluntarily accepting some difficulties. Not difficulties. Just like in our society. We say, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no bad. But in the Western countries, these things are daily affairs. But they are given up. But learn that they have died. All these boys and girls who have taken our Krishna consciousness movement, they are given up. No illicit sex life, no meat eating, no intoxication. They do not drink even tea, coffee. They do not smoke even cigarettes. This is tapasya. Little tapasya. Everything is there, but we have become so unfortunate, led by rascal and fool's leader, that we are missing the opportunity of this human form of life, where we can solve all the problems of life. And the indication is there, here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That Amaradhyay Guru Haiya Taro Ek Desh. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That I give you order. You, every one of you, become spiritual master. Oh, I have no qualification. How can I become spiritual master? It requires high knowledge, Sanskrit, understanding. No, you don't require anything. Simply, you speak Krishna. What is Krishna Buddha? Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritrajya Mahamekam Sarvam. You simply go door to door and say, please surrender to Krishna. Then it's Krishna Buddha. I've done this. What have I done? I have gone to your country to say this thing. But here is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. You surrender, you become perfect. That is Jesus. It is not very difficult to become spiritual master. Simply, you have to become very serious and sincere to the service of Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, very honest with Krishna. Oh, he is very nice. Lokahita. It will be beneficial to the whole human society. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Balaram, Lakshmi Narayan. We are not worshipper of Krishna alone, with his Shakti, with his energy. Therefore, we are appealing both to the Shakti and the Shaktiman. This is very easy to understand. Suppose he two, husband and wife, sit together and are appealed to you. And the female part of your life, if she agrees, oh, yes, then you cannot deny. Therefore, the devotees, they appeal to Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan Yashak, Radhe, they are more devotee of Radha. Because Radharani is so soft-hearted, that as soon as somebody says Krishna, she thinks, oh, here is a greater devotee than me. She He immediately recommends, there is a very nice devotee. He is better than me. Please accept. Now Krishna is mother. So therefore, Hare Krishna. First of all, Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This is the tattva. To appease. Vijam Kamama Mudasri. We are so selfless that we are serving our so many society, friends, love, country, and so on. But they are not grateful. Even Mahatma Gandhi, who served so much for his country, his countrymen is softened. He died. Ask anyone in your family, in your nobody is grateful. Nobody will say, oh, you have done so much for me. Now you return. No. No return. Up to the point of death you must have. This is the question. Therefore, one who is intelligent, he surrender to Krishna. Kama vinam kutidhana kutidha palita vinvish. This material service, I want to serve the countrymen. That is not serving the countrymen. That's why you see all these politicians. They are presenting their manifesto that we shall serve the country. But they go to the political court to serve himself. Or his karma, his desire. He never goes to serve the country. Now, yes, so therefore, we are serving neither the country, nor the society, nor the family, nor the husband, nor the wife, but I am serving my lusty desires. That's for my Sanskrit Buddhist, that's all.
And the peace for the country.
This is going on in the name of service. This is not service. This is all lust. Only service can be rendered to Krishna. That is, he is the only person who can accept service. Nobody can accept that. Therefore, the resolution should be how to serve Krishna. That is real dharma. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma pradhita paita vata. Dharma kata moksha. People are after this, to become religious. Why? They will get money. And what you do with the money? I satisfy the senses nicely. And then, after satisfying my senses in this material world, I will become God. There is another sense of this. I will become one with God. How will you become one with God? But he is aspiring like that. He is thinking like that. So these are, therefore, Bhagavad says, Koitabhavan. These are all cheating type of system. The real dharma is, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmam parityajya-mamekam-sarvam-yajna. Similarly, Bhagavad begins with the word, param sattam dhimahi. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is the Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Mrs. Kilnani, you have got any question? You have got any question? Now you can open this fan. Chant Hare Krishna on the front. बहुत दूर है
बहुत दूर
है नहीं एक दफा आने से तो मालूम होगी